Hello and welcome to the Spring 2011 EMS Authors Podcast Series, brought to you by Jones and Bartlett Learning. My name is Bill Kimball. While at the EMS Today Exposition in Baltimore, I had a chance to sit with several of our authors to discuss the materials they've collaborated with JB Learning on. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Dwight Polk, author of Pre-Hospital Behavioral Emergencies and Crisis Response. Thanks for joining us today, Dwight. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Well, my name is Dwight Polk. I'm the Paramedic Program Director and Senior Lecturer at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County in Baltimore. I'm also a licensed social worker, and so I work part-time at the Grassroots Crisis Intervention Center, where I work on a mobile crisis team, and I go out and I do psychiatric evaluations and crisis intervention with people out in the field environment.
Thanks, Dwight. Well, your background clearly makes you uniquely qualified to write Pre-Hospital Behavioral Emergencies and Crisis Response, but what was the driving force behind you wanting to write the text in the first place?
Well, I've been a paramedic now for over 20, 25 years. I've been in EMS now for about 37 years. And, you know, as a person who's trained also as a paramedic as well as a social worker, one of the things I noticed was that every time that we go out on a call, every single call, whether it's a medical emergency or a trauma emergency, people are always in crisis. There's something going on. And I always tell my students, you know, it's the person's worst day. When they call 911, it is one of their worst days. So I've noticed that there was a lot of people who were having crisis and anxiety and stress. So I really found that a lot of what I do in the field is behavioral emergency stuff. And we do these initial interventions of calming a person down, reassuring them. And once we're able to intervene with their psychological needs, we can also build upon their medical and their trauma needs. And we take care of families and kids. And so it's really the crux of what we do. And there was no textbook out there that taught this, and the national curriculum only has several hours of dealing with behavioral emergencies. So in working with Dr. Jeff Mitchell, the two of us felt that there was a need just to get the message out there.
Thank you. Can you tell us how you designed pre-hospital behavioral emergencies?
Sure. When Dr. Mitchell and I sat down and tried to figure out what we wanted to do with the book, we needed to come up with something that was going to be user-friendly, and was going to be something that would be easy to read and carry a big message. As we said, a lot of people don't have a lot of training in this field. So we needed to make it in such a format that it was going to be easy for anyone to pick up and use this book. The book is divided into what I would really say is two sections. There are 10 chapters dealing with what I would say day-to-day stuff. It is your general background information, how to do a proper psychological assessment, how to work with people in crisis, and we have special topics such as death and dying and line of duty deaths and various topics like this. The second component of the book is actually written based upon the DSM-IV, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is by the American Psychiatric Association. And we were able to take this diagnostic manual, break it into smaller chunks and components. For example, there are chapters on mood disorders and depression. There's a chapter on psychiatric emergencies such as schizophrenia and psychoses, eating disorders, sleep disorders, dealing with adolescents and problems. So this is how we broke down the chapters. Then the other thing that we did was we put some simple tables in there that were good reference tables. There's a table that deals with a C3 evaluation, which is a mini neuro exam, and how to do a proper mini neuro exam. And then we carried that mini neuro exam or the C3 exam through most of the chapters, so there's a continuity that goes through. There's review questions, there's some tips of the trade, some real-life case studies. So there's a lot of easy-to-use materials that any reader can pick up and reference at any point in time when dealing with a person in crisis.
Excellent response, Dwight. I'm sure our listeners appreciate the detailed background on how this book was designed. Can you give us some examples of specific features of the text?
Well, as I was saying, you know, the tables that are in there, such as this C3 evaluation, which is this mini neuro exam where we teach you to look at a person's speech, their emotion, their activities, and their affect, it's just a really neat, quick reference that anyone can use. But we also take the old standards. We take the sample history, we apply that to behavioral and psychiatric emergencies, and we talk about OPQRST. everybody from day one of EMT school learns about sample and OPQRST. Well, normally, the OPQRST is used, for example, in evaluating a person in pain or in trauma. And we talk about the R part, which is radiation, and where does that pain radiate to in that person. In the case of a behavioral emergency or a psychiatric emergency, the radiation in this case is that it radiates out to other people. It radiates out to family members and friends or employees. So we're able to take those tools which we all learned as basic EMTs and apply them to the crisis person or the behavioral emergency case. Or I could say there's things in there such as study questions, there's a terminology review, there's a working glossary in the back of the book. So there are many features that can be used at any point in time. The book is designed so that it can be used as a continuing education course. It can be used as part of a first line EMT class or a paramedic course. This is excellent material for paramedics and stuff to have. So we have that. And one of the things I think that's really great about it is that people that I've talked to that use this book can really relate to this book. And they say, you know, I had a call just like that. And even though the person had chest pain, you know, I needed to know how to get her through her anxiety. And I think this book really provides those tools.
Well, it sounds like you've considered everything. Let's talk about instructor support materials. Can you tell us a little bit about what's available for instructors as far as those support materials go?
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about this book. It's a 20-chapter book, and we were able to work with Jones and Bartlett, who hired a consultant to come in and actually design the PowerPoint presentations for it and the lesson plans. So what we have found that there are certain states, for example, the state of Pennsylvania has approved this entire book for a continuing education program. CE credits can be done. So you can take this instructor's kit, go back to your local station, you can pull out a module. Let's say, for example, you had a string of suicides, and you were concerned that your people didn't know how to respond to those suicides. You can go back, pull the suicide chapter material, pull out the PowerPoint presentations, and with a little bit of prep, you can go in and teach a continuing education program for an evening training for 1 or 2 hours just on suicide awareness and how to respond to that. So there's a very good instructor kit that goes with it that's available for purchase from Jones and Bartlett.
Why do you think it's important that people buy and use pre-hospital behavioral emergencies?
Well, as one of the things that I really feel very, very close to my heart is that we need to treat every single patient as we would our mother. And that is the mantra that I've always used in teaching my students. While you can't teach compassion, we can certainly teach people how to address the crisis and psychological needs of our patients. And that's what we attempted to do with this book, is to show you proper ways of doing assessment, how to address people who are in crisis, how to de-escalate them, and how to go about properly questioning them without intimidating. Because when people feel intimidated, they oftentimes will shut down. We're able to take this book, give you the tools such as a C3 evaluation and something called a SAFER model, which is an intervention strategy, so that you can take this, go out, and go back and really affect the change and affect the outcome of your patients, both not only from the physical care that you're going to provide them, but for their psychological needs.
And finally, why did you decide to publish Pre-Hospital Behavioral Emergencies with Jones and Bartlett Learning?
Well, I've been in EMS now for about 25 to 26 years, and I've worked with various publishing companies, and I've written books before, and I've written articles and stuff. And what really impressed me was that the Jones and Bartlett team, and I use that word with an emphasis, J&B is a team. From the moment that I signed on to write the book, I had an editor working with me, and then when we went to production, you know, the quality of my editor working with me to produce a finished product that was user-friendly, was appropriate, the pictures are appropriate and well-planned, and the design, I think it's written in such a manner that anybody can read this book, whether you're a first responder, a paramedic, a physician, a nurse. And I recently just worked with a clinical psychologist who just bought this book and really feels it's a well-written book and something that he can use in his practice. And J&B's learning system and their online materials and their instructional materials all support this book and the philosophy that I use as a licensed educator.
Well, thank you, Dwight, for taking some time to speak with me today about pre-hospital behavioral emergencies. It was very informative.
Very good. Thank you, Bill, and I appreciate it. I hope that everybody that buys this book will find it be as useful as that, Dr. Mitchell and I really planned it to be.
Excellent. Thank you again. Well, that concludes this episode of the Spring 2011 EMS Authors Podcast Series. We've been speaking with Dwight Polk, author of Pre-Hospital Behavioral Emergencies and Crisis Response, about the text and how it came to be. For more information on this textbook, visit go.jblearning.com/PBE. That's go.jblearning.com/PBE. Jones & Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones & Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.